How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
I made a plectrum, old Blockbuster card.
Oh, sweet!
I don't know what
the heck that was, but good.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 23, brought to you on May the 31st, 2007. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where David and I tell you our funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
We do.
I'm one of your hosts. My name's James and my brother's here.
And I'm David.
And we are so glad that we are so glad that we
are glad.
Are glad.
Amen.
And we're glad that you are here listening to us. Quick shout out to the people in the chat room. I see Akira. I see Crochichichichai and Bob's. And I am Bob and Lauren McAheedy.
One unnamed.
And we have one random person.
Yep.
And it's really cool that you guys are out there with us. And you feel free to join us too.
Please.
But without any further ado, let's get into the podcast, Dave.
Okay.
Before we get into our weekly update, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
On the air or off the air?
It would take too much time on the air.
Well, that's the thing. You were supposed to come over Tuesday night, and somehow it didn't work out.
I got tired.
It's okay. It's just me and you need to get together. For those of you that don't know, David is on his way to Ireland, and we've got to work on this Skypecast thing, and there's just a lot of junk. You know, you'd think it'd be really easy, but it's really not.
Yeah.
And we've got to practice sometime this next week or this weekend or something. And not like while we're doing the show, because that would pressure.
Stinky.
But anyway, I can tell you this, that I last week I mentioned I took a test. No, 2 weeks ago, episodes ago, I talked about it. I was about to take a test, pastor test. And last week you weren't here, and I had to mock up a show because otherwise we'd have just too many voicemails and stuff. I didn't mention that I took the test. Well, this week, just a couple of days ago, they called me and I passed the test. So I'm officially, I used to tell people I'm not a pastor. I just play one at church. Well, now I'm an official minister. Dun, dun, dun. So now all you people on the podcast start to feel guilty. Just immediately, right now.
Yeah.
And just know that your sins will find you out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You guys wondered why I'm so good at mimicking a pastor when I do my hallelujah stuff. It's because it's real. It is. This is fake. This personality is not me. Anyway, what, you're doing good? You're ready to do this podcast?
Yeah, because.
All right. Well, let's do our weekly updates.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my life,
it's now or never. I'm going to go first.
Okay, go first.
Because I just want to.
Do it.
Okay, I have a lot because last week I had some and I didn't get to say them.
Uh-huh.
First one is I was at Target the other day and I was running up. I kind of ran up to the lady behind the counter. And you know, the ladies at Target have probably heard every funny joke or every person that's ever tried to be funny. So usually I'm just very polite. I sign my card. I swipe both ways. You know, I sign my signature. I push okay so they don't have to say anything. And I try to be as irritating-less as possible.
Okay.
But I was feeling spry. So I ran up to them. And I saw Jennifer was coming up behind me. She had something in her hand. And the lady's like, how you doing? I'm doing fine. I'm putting my stuff down. I'm like, I'm really been having a problem lately with people putting their stuff on my cart and expecting me to pay for it. And she's like, huh? And about that time, Jennifer comes up and throws down a shirt. And I'm like, see here, it's happening again. And the lady's like, ooh. And then I'm like, who are you, lady? Who are you? And she's like, shut up, James. And then the lady finally figured out what was going on. She's like, that was actually pretty funny. And I felt good until I walked about halfway there. And I'm like, dude, she didn't laugh. She said, that was pretty funny. You don't say it.
I love people if it's with funny. Like that.
I think she really did find it funny, but it wasn't. It was like ha ha funny, not legitimately funny. So there's another issue where, you know, it works on a podcast to be funny, but it does not work in the context. Like there are certain jokes only pastors can tell from behind a pulpit, and people will laugh.
Yeah.
And I used to think it was because people laugh because it's a pastor, but it's just because of the placement and the decor and the area. And there are obviously some funny jokes that you can do on a podcast that wouldn't be funny in real life. But there are absolutely no jokes that are funny at Target.
None whatsoever.
Unless you're wearing khaki pants and a red shirt.
Dadgum.
Anyway, the other thing I had to do is I had some medical procedures done last week that I didn't get to mention. And one of those medical procedures involved peeing in a cup. I don't know if you've ever done that, but it's not very fun. Maybe some of you enjoy it. I find it very pressurable, not pleasurable.
Did you overfill the cup?
No.
I've done it before.
No, but God, how do I say this? It's hard to pinch it off.
Yeah, it is. It hurts.
It hurts. So just, you know, just keep that to yourself out there, podcast people. But it's true. But anyway, it wasn't the cup. It wasn't, I mean, the cup was sterile. Everything's sterile. They have a sticker that says sterile. You actually have to break a seal to get it open and all this. And I close it back up and I grab a pen and I'm writing my name on the side of the cup. And that's when it hits me is that cup is sterile. Everything's sterile. But those pins.
Ooh.
Dude, every single person that's just done what I did grabbed that pin and they signed it and they put it back. They've Everybody sterilized the cups. Doo-doo. They've sterilized the door that you open, you know, and all this kind of stuff, but they have not sterilized those pins. And dude, I was writing and I couldn't remember my name. I couldn't remember the date. Doctor Who, I can't remember, you know. And dude, I couldn't wait to get the antibacterial soap. And a friend of mine was very clear to point out that urine is sanitary. It's like saline or something. I don't buy it.
Uh-uh.
No.
It smells funny.
It's nasty. So anyway, that was number two. Number three is I was driving from Maitland today, Maitland, Missouri. If you live in Maitland, then what are you doing listening to a podcast?
What are you doing with the iPod?
You don't even have internet. But Maitland is a tiny little town, and there's obviously a lot of cows that need to get out of there. They're shipping cows out and on the way there and on the way back. I don't understand that. Why two cow trucks would pass each other? Because if you have cows in your town, why are you exporting them and then somebody else bringing them back in? But anyway, cow trailers have holes all in the sides and they smell funny and all this. But dude, there was so much nasty dripping out of the bottom of this cow trailer. It was so gross. It wasn't just dripping out the back. I was driving past it, and there's splurge all over the sides coming out of every single hole.
Were they aiming?
And I don't know if it was puke. I don't know if it was diarrhea. But I do know this. Every cow in America gets sick when they go on those trailers. And because, dude, I got to imagine. I've never seen it that way before. I imagine that they must wash them down from the outside so that America just doesn't realize what they're putting the cows through. But those cows were not dealing with the stress of movement well.
Ooh. That's gross.
And that was gross. And I had to drive past it. And then the smell hits you. But the thing is with your air conditioning, it hits you after you've passed the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then it lasts for a while. And so finally.
It's like when you poop in, the car. The AC just recirculates it.
Only if you have the button pushed.
The max, yeah.
All right. Last but not least, I pulled over in a town called Fawcett.
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 Like, that's how you spell it?
No,
like,
I don't know. It was spelled with a Q, I think. I don't know. The Q was silent, and it may have canceled out some other letters. But I pulled over to Fawcett, and I go, and I'm going to get a drink. And since it's this little tiny truck stop thing, they don't have, like, a real drink thing, like Quick Trip or something.
Yeah.
They've got these styrofoam cups. I fill it up, and I never get ice because these places are always cold. But the thing wasn't cold. I put ice in it. I go to the front, and there's this girl, you know, that looks, I mean, she has a big old lip ring. She just looks like a young girl that would work at a truck stop. And she's like, "Is that all you got, hon?" And I'm like, "Yes, ma'am." She goes, "Have a nice day." And I'm like, "What?" You know, "Oh, she's giving me a free drink." I'm like, "What did I do? Do I look like I have leprosy? Am I a city boy? Is it because I just spent $300 on gas at the pump and she feels sorry for me? I don't know. I just said, "Are you sure?" And she's like, "Have a nice day." I'm like, you know, that's just weird. Why don't you tell me, "Hey, free drink?" I would have been like, "Yay." you know, but
instead of making it all awkward.
Yeah. She says, have a nice day. And she turns around and walks away. And I'm like, is it because she knows I'm going to pay with a credit card and it's just not worth the money? You know, I don't know how to take this free drink, but dude, that was a nice thing. That was a good thing. I don't even think I said thank you. I was just so in awe of what had just transpired. So wow. If you're ever driving down 29, you pass a place called Fawcett and you go to Fuel Town.
Fuel Town.
Ask for Lucy. She has a lip ring and she will give you a free drink if you spend more than $50 on gas. Maybe she liked my car. I don't know. But she didn't like me. It wasn't a flirty thing at all. You know, so she was nicer than the Target lady.
Wow.
What do you have, Dave?
What do I have? Oh, yeah. Okay. Today I was heading to go drop off a part. I was a delivery driver today again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. I mean, dang it. I did not get stuck behind a train again for an hour and a half. But I saw a DeLorean.
Oh.
Yeah. It was perfect.
Dude.
I think Doc and Marty were driving it.
Ah.
It was amazing. It was perfect condition. Well, they can't rust.
Who was in it? Could you see?
No, just some guy. I think they have a DeLorean club. I've seen two of them so far and two different people driving it. But anyway, that was pretty cool. Talked to my girlfriend a couple days ago about immigration and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is an update for you also. Looks like I have to stay in the country for 3 months. Can't work.
Ooh.
After 3 months, I get my extension. I get my Social Security number. And, they don't call it Social Security number, right. But something like that, identification number.
They call it the number of the beast.
Yeah, it's 666 on upside down and right side up. Then I look for a job. Well, here's the deal with a job. An employer has to advertise a job in Ireland. And if nobody gets hired then, they have to advertise the same job in Europe. Nobody gets hired then they can hire in the U.S.
Dude, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
You know what? I don't usually suggest spiritual advice over this podcast, but dude, you need to be praying.
What do you think I do every time I fall asleep? In constant. So, I mean, it's crazy. Her dad's is friends with the immigration guy in Ireland. That he lives in the same town.
Uh-huh.
He's been friends with him. He's going to go talk to him tomorrow.
Have you thought about hooking up with the Pikeys?
I don't know.
You want a dag?
You want a dag?
A dag.
Do you want a dog? So, yeah, pretty crazy. Not like really funny, but just my life. And how it's been for the last 6 months.
All right, Irish listeners, hook us up. You've got illegal aliens in your country. Talk to them, interview them, find out how it's possible.
If anybody knows anything about an immigration lawyer or anything, let me know, please. Thank you.
Gosh.
Amen. Moving on quite swiftly.
All right, it's time for that featured story, and it's David's turn.
My turn. It's the featured story.
All right, Dave, it's your turn, man.
Okay, it is.
What you got for us today?
I got something for you. Do you remember the van?
The big giant
van.
Do you remember the origin of the van?
I remember Mom bringing it home to Point Peter.
No.
I have lost my freaking mind.
Yes.
When'd she get it?
We were at Genghis House in Old Town, Florida, and they brought your dad and my mom brought that thing home, and we packed up, and we went to Disney World.
In the van.
In the conversion van.
It was nice.
It was a nice van. It had those pilot seats in the back.
I love the
it had
things on top.
Had mini blinds. It had the vents in the top.
The moon
it had a television. It was like 4 inches around.
Black and white, baby.
No, I think it was color, and it had a VCR.
Black and white, baby.
And it had a little tiny table in the back that had cup holders. Yeah.
I don't remember it like that, James.
No, you don't, because by the time you got to where you could remember stuff, it was completely and utterly white trashed up.
Okay, what I remember of this van was that it transported a cow to my house. Mom went grocery shopping.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what she was thinking about. Let's stop by and get a cow. I was like, beef? No, get a cow. A real live baby cow. And so Mom and Amy went grocery shopping.
Uh-huh.
Me and John huddled outside because Mom bought $1 million worth of groceries in a month.
Right.
Just to supply for the next 3 years.
Yes.
Y2K.
She was preparing for Y2K well before
well before
the rest of y'all.
So we start grabbing groceries. Mm-hmm. And I don't see anything. I just see like a skin in the back. You know, I thought it was Amy. Amy used to like cows, so I thought it was like a drapery or something. So we grab a couple, and I'm like, oh, it's moving, whatever. So I went inside, dropped the food off, and went back outside to get more. And I'm like, the drapery moved. It's standing up now, looking at me, and.
Okay, this couldn't have been a full-grown cow.
This was a calf.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, because a conversion band is not going to support a full-grown cow.
No, it was like, yay high.
So it was laying down, and then it stood up.
It was laying down, and when I came out, it stood up. Scared the bajigga-jigga-jigga-dickens out of me. I was like, Mom, there's a cow. I don't know how it got in. I don't know how it could run faster than the band.
How old were you?
I don't know, like, we moved nice. I was probably like around 13, 14.
Oh, wow.
And
so they wait, hold on. God. Okay.
This is even my story.
But
I'm leading up.
There's a cow in the back of your van.
There's a cow in the back of the van.
But between the cow and the back of the van are groceries. So, David, you know what? They went and got a cow. Then they went grocery shopping.
Yeah, I think so.
Because otherwise it would be groceries, then cow.
Yeah. So I'm like, Mom, there's a cow in the back of the van. She's like, yeah, I know. We picked it up. I'm like, you picked it up. How much you pay for it? It was free.
Oh, my God.
Because they give out the male cows because they can't produce milk. It was a dairy.
Okay.
And so they just give them away or they make
in redneck Dixie County, Florida.
Or they make veal. Calf meat.
So you saved this cow.
I saved this. Okay.
Your mom did.
Amy named it Bernard, the cow.
That's right, because Amy loved cows back then.
Okay.
I wish she was here.
I'm totally going with this story.
Do it.
We'll tell my other one next time. This wasn't even it.
Okay.
Okay. So the thing is, we had our cow, Bernard. Well, Bernard lived with us for a while. He was in a pen outside. He was a good cow.
How? Okay, what makes a good cow?
He didn't run around. He didn't kiff people.
Kiff people.
Kiff. He didn't do any of that. He was a really good cow. Well, the thing is, it was Amy's cow, but me and John had to feed it.
Uh-huh.
And so we fed it with the bottle. You know, it was all cute and stuff. Aww. And then he got the scours.
What is that?
He started pooping himself and he couldn't stop.
Aww.
He pooped himself to death.
No.
Yes. He died. We buried him. We actually buried him in a place we would never forget. It's called Bernard Cemetery. It's right next to the gopher hole.
The one?
The big one.
For the people. All right. My mom lived on 40 acres of land. And
80 acres.
Yeah, 40 of it was cleared. And we had to mow that stuff for my grandma when she lived there.
Yep.
And right in the middle on both sides, but especially on one side, there was this giant gopher turtle hole.
Yeah.
And gopher turtle is like a giant anthill, if you can imagine, with a hole down the side.
Yeah.
You may have heard us mention it on previous casts. But gopher turtles live down in those. And you always mowed over them. And there was like a bump in the middle of the
flat. We used to throw fireworks down there and get them to come out.
Yeah.
Very slowly.
Yeah, we used to poke them with sticks and stuff. Okay. So
it was on the left hand side.
How did you dig a hole big enough for a cow?
Me and Jolin slaved over that sucker for hours. Goodness.
How did you get the cow out there?
We picked it up.
Ew.
It wasn't like it was rotten. It was just, it died. And we found it a couple weeks later. And
dude.
Just joking. So
I'm already feeling the PETA activists calling the show.
Hey, it died on its own.
Okay.
He didn't kill it. So we put it in.
He didn't try to stop it.
Yeah. I wasn't paying for a free cow. So we dug a hole big enough. It was probably like 2 feet deep. It was nothing big. And we shoved it in there. And we buried him. And then we walked off. And I turned around. I saw one of his hooves poking out. So we had to go back and dig him up and like reposition
the cow.
Because we didn't want a coyote or a jaguar. Come get him.
That's right.
So we reburied
Cougar.
Him.
Cougar's in Florida.
There you go. And so we reburied him again. And we walked off. You know, didn't think much of it. And we're probably about 2 years later, me and John are sitting there, bored out of our mind.
You're
cable.
15 and 16 at this point.
Yeah, we're getting a little older. And we're sitting there like we're bored. And we start having fond memories of Bernard. How we used to feed him. How we used to shoot him with the BB gun. It was only one pump.
David.
Hey, it was funny to watch him buck like that, man. He was like riding a wild bull. And we were like, I wonder if Bernard is still there in the hole that we dug. So we pulled a Jurassic Park. We marked out the area where he was buried.
No.
Yes. We had stakes and string on in the ground. And we had to do it very, we even got mom's good paintbrushes from her ceramic days. We started digging Bernard up.
Sweeping away the dirt.
We did. So we saw his little hoof. And we were like, hey, Cookie might want to chew on this.
No.
No. Oh, that was too bad. Gosh. So we started digging. We excavated him. But the thing is, we didn't find anything. We were flabbergasted. We were like, why have we not found Bernard yet? And the thing is, I think he was so young that his bones weren't thick enough and they just dissolved.
Wow.
Well, we found his hooves. That's it. But it took us probably the whole Saturday to dig that old cow up. And we dug and dug and dug.
Yeah,
we couldn't
like,
find anything.
It's not like he's fossilizing or something.
We thought he would be. He was 2 years in the grave.
Oh, my gosh.
So we dug him up, and all we found was like a hoof and parts and stuff here and there. But it looked like it was right next to my cornfield. So it looked pretty cool. It was like signs. You had the cornfield, and then you had the excavation of fossilized Bernard.
I bet if we went out there right now, there would still be
the stakes would still be there.
And you could dig around and find the hooves.
We tried to get some spray paint to spray paint around it to make it look cooler. So if you were flying over a helicopter, you could see it. But we were so stupid. We didn't think
about it.
You know,
kids are stupid. I remember thinking that when I don't know how old I was, but I had a cup full of dirt on a concrete back porch. Cup of dirt. And I was like, rocks come from dirt getting pushed together. That's what I thought. I just imagined because I was like, this dirt looks like some rocks I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
And so I decided that if I put that cup of dirt, like a little tower, you know, pop dirt out on the concrete, that if I left it there and protected it for a year, that it would it would turn into a solid rock and it would bond to the concrete. It would turn into concrete. And, of course, you know, it rained and my patience ran out and it never happened. But, dude, I had it all planned out. Kids make up their own realities.
Yeah, it was good. I definitely learned a lot.
What'd you learn, Dave?
I learned how to excavate the remains of a cow. It was great.
The alleged remains.
It was like Animal Cemetery. Is that how you say it? Is that the name of the movie?
Pet Cemetery.
Pet Cemetery.
Dork.
It was scary. We used to go out there and scare people. This is where Bernard's buried. He used to call out in the night. I always wanted him to get big, but he never did.
Dang, dude.
It would have been a big cow.
Why did mom decide to get a cow?
I have no idea. It was free, and she likes animals.
Well, no, what's wrong with that, though? Most people pick up strays off the side of the road, or they'll go down to the Humane Society and get an animal. Although, I do got to say, at the end of you guys' road, when we turned down to go down to the property, there was that mad farm at the end of the road.
Yeah.
It was like a little random little farm. I remember seeing free pigs. Free goats. And I'm just like, dude, where are we at? Where are we at that people are just offering farm animals for free?
Yeah.
I don't understand this.
It was pretty funny.
But I guess it's the same thing. What do you need a male goat for? You need the females, I guess. You only need so many male goats.
Goat milk.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the cow, Bernard the cow story there. I'm sure it'll make a better recap song.
Yeah, and I have to actually do my real story I was supposed to do this week, but there's still another one.
Okay.
So, but we got to remember.
Yeah. Okay. I'm interested now, but now I'm going to make the people wait.
Yeah.
We got to keep the show kind of short. It's time for news, email, and voicemail.
Up next, news, email.
Okay, first thing up. Dude, we got a couple of emails this week that told us that we are on the second page of iTunes featured comedy podcasts.
Yeah.
Dude, that's huge.
That is big.
We used to be the last one on the last page, which they only have 5 pages. So to be on there is an honor.
And to be on second page.
We spent a while at the third page, and now we're on second, and that's huge.
That is big.
And, you know, and honestly, I don't know the way iTunes picks that. I have to imagine that it has a lot to do with the amount of downloads we're getting versus the
reviews.
The reviews, you know. And, dude, you guys are awesome. Again, I know I say it a lot, but it ain't that we're all that. It's that we've got the best listeners in America. So thank you so much for all of you that make gave reviews. By the way, we have 70 last time I checked.
Wow.
70. Oh, it's crazy. It's insane. Huh. So if you haven't reviewed, jump in, sell out, and hang on.
Sell out.
Yeah, just give us your love or hate. We don't care.
Yeah.
We have an exciting announcement soon.
We have a. Are we waiting on the
email? We're waiting. Oh, yeah. We might be getting sponsored.
Yeah.
Shortly. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because just in case it doesn't work out, you know, that whole thing. But I don't want to let the cow out of the grave.
Like that. That's funny.
But if it works out, it would mean that we would be able to do, you know, some prizes and provide some services to our listeners. And it would mean that we would be able to have some upfront money to get things like t-shirts that folks could buy. Because it is, you know, you do have to invest the money. Printing t-shirts is a risk.
Yeah.
And it costs like $200-$300 to get a few dozen done.
Dozen?
And well, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. They have minimum orders of 24 most of the time, two dozen. And that still costs money because it's screen charges, artwork charges, blah, 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 blah. And so it would enable us to do some of that. So the other thing is I talked with David about this earlier. We're talking about giving away a prize a week from now on.
Yeah.
And right now, since we're poor, and all we have is the buttons, we're going to start giving away one button a week. And I don't really know all the details of how we're going to do it, but we've decided today that we are going to give buttons away to the story or submission that makes us the happiest. Makes us laugh. Not necessarily laugh the loudest, because I don't want anybody arguing, hey, you laugh louder at mine.
Yeah.
And it might have been because we were laughing at them rather than at their story. But the one that we just choose. So it's just a way to get you guys to submit more stuff.
Yeah.
David likes your submissions.
I do.
I've set David up to where he gets a copy in his personal email of everything that's sent to NLCast or nobody's listening to us at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to interact with him, he now has access to the email. It's not just me. I won't keep you all to myself any longer. The last thing, David, you want to do this last one, buddy?
Last one? Okay, guys, I am out of the country in 4 weeks.
That means your last American recorded podcast with me in the studio will be
June 14th.
So it's going to be a special show, ladies and gentlemen. And what I want to urge you to do is to write in, call in, you know, record something and mail it in and just send your love to David. I want to say this very clearly that it doesn't mean the podcast is over. There's no risk of that. It also doesn't mean that David is leaving the show. It just means that David is leaving America.
Yeah, and I have to get settled in Ireland.
So there could be as much as a month or it could be 5 years.
It could be actually, yeah.
It just depends on how low it gets over there in the Emerald Isle for David.
It's going to get pretty low.
But we're talking about the possibility of bringing my sister, Amy, on. And joining us and making this a 3-cast instead of a 2-cast, but then that would also allow me and Amy to continue the show in David's absence. But we're hoping that that will be minimal and David will get back on and we can forget Amy ever existed.
We hate you, Amy.
Stop it. She's on the forums now. I love her. Amy's my favorite.
Oh.
What does that make you feel like, Dave?
Favorite sister?
I can't say any of that. I'm just saying she's my favorite. She's my favorite Amy.
Read the voicemails. I mean, email.
Thank you, bye-bye. I'm going to read them voicemails.
Boy, you better read them.
All right, here we go. Alexis from Texas wrote.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that cool? I was at my best friend Deborah's house one day before work hanging out in the kitchen. She just finished cooking these Chipotle seasoned chicken breasts.
I love those.
Her daughter, Brittany, had tried a piece of chicken and Deborah and I followed suit. With most Chipotle seasoned food, the spice hit all of us suddenly. I reached for my cup of iced tea to cool my burning tongue, and while I was taking a sip, Deborah looks at me in a total tarred face and says, "Wow, that Chipotle is really hot." Naturally, looking at her funny face and seeing her stutter was much too much for me, and I spit my mouth full of tea in her face. She starts sputtering, "You spilt in my face." I started choking, and her daughter almost peed herself. Apparently, that is a problem with females, as we established last week.
Bladder.
Then I looked to see her apologize and noticed that not only did I spit tea in her face, but a small piece of chicken had ended up in her eyelashes. Blah. That's gross.
That is.
Every once in a while, when we're all hanging out, we get a case of the tards. Somebody's going to have to explain that to me. We end up bringing up the chipotle. And I just thought it would add my story to the wonderful ones that you've already shared with your listeners. Thanks for the laughs. And trust me, I have more, and I would continue to I will continue to share. Keep up the great work, guys. That's Alexis from Texas.
Thank you.
I emailed her back and mentioned that, you know what, a little bit of chicken on the eyelash is better than chicken in your nose. Remember the puke
Amen.
Show?
Amen.
The puke from heaven episode?
Uh-huh.
All right. Cameron Izzle from Sinjin. That is a server in WoW, which means he's a complete nerd. I'm 15 years old, and I live in California on a ranch. Rich guy.
Rich nerd.
Me and my friends wanted to play hide and seek, and I was hiding really up high on a haystack.
Wow.
Dallas. And in a haystack, there are cracks that I forgot about, and while I was standing, I fell in the crack, broke my mama's back, and I was stuck there for 4 hours. My friends thought that I just found a good spot, but it turns out my mom saw me fall in. Your mom's very cool, by the way. Your mom saw you fall in. She told her friends, leave him in there until she said, go get him. The reason she said this is because she told me not to go up there, and I knew it was the best hiding spot. When I got out, I looked like a scarecrow full of hay. Hats off to Cameron Nizzle's mama.
Yeah.
Mama Nizzle.
That's good.
That's awesome. That's the best way to teach kids.
Just let them learn.
It's just, you know, put their life at risk. It's the best way.
Put them in front of a moving truck.
You know, don't tell them don't play in the street. They'll learn.
Ride the roller coaster with no seatbelt.
Leave their bike out in the rain. Don't tell them bring it in. It'll rust. They won't get another one. Anyway, Cameron C. from Oregon.
Matt C.
They say Oregon or Oregon.
Oregon.
Like we say Kansas City. We don't say Kansas City. We say Kansas City.
Yeah.
And they don't say New Orleans. They say Nolans. Nolans. Anyway, Matt C. from Origami. First off the bat, I want to say you guys have an awesome podcast show. Duh. And
dear God, Lord, I can't believe you said that.
Waste your text. And that you guys should keep them coming. Anyway, the story, the older part of my scout troop, that's three kids and two adults, went on an evil 15-mile backpack trip.
Ooh.
We were really tired and we went to bed. That's the end of the story.
That's great. Dude.
Luckily for you, it continues. The next morning, us scouts were eating breakfast sitting on stumps. And I was daydreaming, and I looked over to one boy. We'll call him Fred. No, we'll call him Lucy.
Yes.
Lucy was holding a match from an MRE up to his mouth. What is that?
Meals ready to eat. A military gives them out. It has everything. It's very good.
Sweet. And you light it? Do you light the meal?
No, there's like a package in there, and you put water on, and once the water hits that electric pack, or that metal packet,
right,
it heats up.
Sweet. So how did he get the match? He says a match from an MRE.
They have matches in there. Toothpicks, okay. Stuff like that.
Okay. Anyway, he was holding a match from an MRE up to his mouth. He was unable to do whatever he was going to do. This guy must be young.
Yeah.
So Jimmy, the older boy, lit another match and handed it to him. And again, he wasn't able to do whatever stunt he was supposed to do. So I said, "You're a wimp." I grabbed the match. I lit it. I threw it in my mouth and chewed it up. Only Holy to my crap. Surprise, Fred and Jimmy were laughing their heads off. I guess they were seeing if each other could lick the match out. Not doing what I did.
Oh,
and he says my mouth is fine. Oh, I was worried. That was one of my many stories. Hope it's good, dude. When I was in Scouts one time, there was this weird kid in Scouts, and he was
they're
down.
All weird, James.
I was in Scouts. Yeah, he was down there, and he's bending a twig. He's just bending it near the ground, bending it. I'm like, "What are you doing, man?" He looks up, and he's like, "I'm building a ninja trap."
A ninja trap.
A ninja trap with a twig, and I'm like, "Dude, can I help?" And man, we were all into building a ninja trap. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. First of all, he's not a ninja. So, you know, so it's not a ninja trap. And then the second part is there are no ninjas to catch. So it's not a trap for ninjas. It's not a ninja trap in either possible thing. We're just bending a stick. And I'm like, what are we going to catch? Microbes? You know, it's a tiny little thing. And so anyway, I finally gave up and came to my senses and got to work, you know, putting toothpaste in people's shoes and stuff.
That's good.
So anyway, I'm glad I shared that. Feel better. You want to hear some voicemails, Dave?
No.
Hey, nobody listening. This is Abigail again. I'm so excited that you put on my voicemail last week. I was just like, wow, all of America was listening to me. So yeah, but I have a question for David. So since today was Memorial Day, I decided to download all of your recent episodes, since I'm a fairly new listener, and I heard the Lucy episode. So I was wondering if you still get comments about the Lucy thing. So thanks so much for letting me be on here. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Do I get comments?
Yeah.
Every day. She obviously
hasn't listened to all of them yet.
No. Every day. Me and James call randomly. Have you talked to Lucy yet?
What's up, Lou?
Yeah.
And then people are putting it in voicemails and emails all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if you...
Matter of fact, I want to do a t-shirt, and you can write in and tell me if this is a good idea, but it would be a girl shirt, so it would be one of those baby doll tees, and it would have two eyes on it kind of looking suspicious, and underneath it would say, you might be a stalker, call me Lucy.
Ooh.
And girls would wear that at school.
I was wondering why I kept you around, James. Yeah, I get comments all the time.
So what do you think about that? All right, here's another one.
Hey, guys, this is Alec originally from Macon, Georgia. Now I'm from D.C. We moved up here. I'll tell you guys, you have a hilarious podcast, but your podcast has kind of not helped me in a way. I am homeschooled, all right, teenage, church-going Christian musician, so people already think I'm a little weird. But now on top of that, I start saying broke ya out of the blue, all right, and people have no idea what this means, so they're probably thinking, you know, I got some kind of disease or something. But me and my bro Alex, well, he's not really my brother, but he is a brother. We were listening to your podcast, your Ugly Betty and your Puke from Heaven episodes. Jeez Louise, this thing made me crack up. I did not know I had a bladder control problem until I started listening to you guys. All right, well, I got two little stories, I guess, but one's really short. You know how you guys are calling people Lucy, you know, anonymous people? Well, when I was a baby, and my cousin was a baby, her name's Caitlin, my grandpa would call her Fred, and he would call me Lucy, all right? So that's a little weird, I thought. But anyways, I got a story for you, and it, you know, I'm not cool enough to have one about me, so I have to have one about my mom. So it's actually about my mom. Okay, about when I was a baby, a long time ago, we went to this church, and my mom kept nursery for these Japanese ladies' Bible study. Never had this Bible study that was just for Japanese ladies. Okay, so my mom's like, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, try and learn all their little Japanese names, all right? So this woman walks in with a little girl. She goes, this is Haranj. All right, my mom's like, Haranj? And the lady kind of looks at her funny, you know? So my mom's like, okay, maybe I didn't pronounce it right. And so she goes, Haranj? And this goes on for probably about 30 seconds. And my mom looks down, and this lady is handing her little daughter's lunch, okay? And she looks over, and she hands her little girl. She's like, this is Amy, right? So that is probably one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. Didn't even happen to me, but I thought it was still embarrassing. So, you know what? You guys keep doing what you're doing. Your podcasts are flipping hilarious, and I love them because they're clean, and I can listen to them with my church friends and all that stuff. So, broke ya. Peace out.
Broke ya.
Dude, broke ya.
Dude, that mama got broke.
Talking about trying to be so like sincere, dude, and try just, to pronounce,
you
know, it right.
You're trying to do it right. Hopefully the Japanese lady had compassion on her. Dude, I have told 5 or 6 people around that story. Haranj. Oh my gosh. I've done that though. We have African families in our church, and I've just committed to learning all their names, you know, and they don't, you know, these families don't believe in nicknames. So there's no Abu or any of that stuff. It's the whole name or nothing. And, I butchered them up until I learned them, but finally I just sat down and said, I'm going to memorize these things. And then they keep having more siblings, dadgummit, and new babies and whole new names that I have to memorize. And it's wonderful, but oh, it's hard. It's very hard. I feel your pain. Dude's mom. So, dude, you, I just want to go ahead and say it. You win our button for this week. Don't
definitely,
you agree, Dave?
Definitely.
Dude. So, send us your address from that same email address that, and we will send it out to you, man. Hold on. More to come.
Hey, guys. Lauren Mack again. So, after listening to episode 22 and hearing my voicemail, I just wanted to let everyone know that I did it again. Only this time, I was going to pick up my best friend from the last story up from a place she wasn't supposed to be. So I pulled up into the parking lot, and there's like a bunch of condos, and I didn't know which one she was in. So I was calling her like 20 times, and she's not answering the phone. And she finally calls me back, and I went in to go get her, and halfway through meeting her friends, I realized, where are my keys? And I usually put them on my little belt loop, on my jeans or pants or whatever, and they weren't there. So I was like, hey, I really hope I didn't lock myself out of the car, because my keys are definitely not here. Lo and behold, I had locked myself out of my car again, and we had to go all the way back to my house, and I had to be like, hey, Mom and Dad, I want to take the spare key for a little while. And they were like, well, where's your car? And I couldn't sell out my best friend, so I was like, sitting in the grocery store parking lot by her house. And I definitely made that up on the spot. So I unlocked my car, and everything's cool again. That was that. Bye.
All right, Lauren, you know, we know the truth.
We do.
We know that you – well, I can't get over the simple fact that your friend was where she wasn't supposed to be, and you helped her.
See what happens
that's
when
you're
not what
happens. Not that's what you're doing. Even if you don't believe in God, that's karma.
That's karma.
And karma comes from God.
Bad karma. They're all the same.
Dude, One time I went out on a date, and I didn't have a date. I just wanted to get out by myself with the car. And I was driving around all over the place, and I saw some friends and da-da-da, and I was going to give them a ride, and they were two girls that were friends, and I was like, ooh, I got two girls in my car, woohoo! And I go over, and the car won't start. The alternator apparently was busted out, and you know it just wouldn't start. Though it stayed running, it wasn't charging the battery,
yeah.
And I was very embarrassed, and not only that, I had to call your dad and have him come get me, and they're asking, why in the world were you down there when the girl you're supposed to date is all the way out in Point Peter? And I don't know that I ever had a good answer, but... At least it wasn't her friend who couldn't get a car. But see, she should have been. And Lauren, you should have let her get in trouble. You have to lie to your mom about it.
Don't cover your butt, but you're trying to cover somebody else's butt.
I'm telling you.
Because that's double butts. They're going to be beat.
She says, I'm not doing it again. She's in the chat room, folks. She says she's not doing it again.
No worries.
Good. Good, good, good. See, you can't keep secrets, Lauren, for friends.
No.
They're not.
This ain't
not
no, like, as the wind blows.
Every bit of advice I've ever gotten says keep as few secrets as possible, and that's yours and other people's.
And be very selective on the secrets you do keep.
Yeah, I mean secrets like how many times you go to the bathroom a day, you know, stuff like that.
I can't tell somebody that.
Inconsequential are fine.
That was a big word, James. You learned that on your test?
I didn't even say it right.
Your brain.
I drug out my S's. I said inconsequential. Anyway, that was that, and it's time for the recap song. Let's get this show wrapped and updated.
We're sitting at 40, dude. Right now.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Are you going to sing this time?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, you want to try to bounce lyrics back and forth? I do first line, you do second line? Okay. Okay. You can start or I can start, whichever.
Can we start on like anything? Do we have to start at the beginning of the show?
Anything. I don't care.
Okay. My finger's getting hit. Ow. Well, Bernard, you were in the back of the van.
We unloaded the groceries just as fast as we can, yeah.
I went back into the van and I saw you sitting there.
But you didn't stay, did you? You stood up and you looked in my eyes. It was first love at first sight.
Then we put you out in the pen.
Pretty soon we fed you, but then you started pooping.
You splurged all over the wall. You splurged down on my shoes.
I wanted to help you, but I didn't know what to do.
So I gave you Pepto-Bismol. Your tongue was pink.
I tried to help, but it didn't, I don't think. Yeah, yeah.
Now you pooped out pink stuff, because it was the Pepto-Bismol.
I should have been a normal teenager. hanging out at the mall. Cows don't belong here. Cows don't belong here. They don't belong here. It's my life. It's my life. Cows don't belong here. Do some harmony. Cows don't belong here.
I lost the rhythm.
It's okay. It's my life. It's my life, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that cow died late one Monday night.
And we had to find a spot that he might like at night when his eyes are closed forever.
And we dug a big hole out in the yard with a spade.
It was actually flathead. What are you laughing at?
'Cause I'm trying to leave you with a word that's hard to rhyme, Gertrude.
It was a big, big old hole in the ground because it was a crater-looking thing. I don't have no rhymes to Gertrude. You're killing me, man.
It's okay, Dave. It's okay, Dave. Well, 2 years in the future and we got grown. And we started wondering if that Bernard had gone home. Or if his bones were laying down in the bottom of a hole.
So we staked out the area. We staked out 4 feet on each side.
And Jurassic Park became more than a movie and much more than just a ride.
It was alive. We even had spotlights. Amy held the spotlights.
And all we found was some hooves. And you know that's just not right. Could the tempo be a little slower? Could we do this a little bit longer? I don't know. Let's take it to the chorus, David. Here we go, let's do not accelerate it. Cows don't belong here. Cows don't belong here. It's my life. It's my life.
Okay.
Cows don't belong here. They don't belong here. It's my life. My life.
My life.
My life, baby. And still in the middle of the night, you can hear that cow calling out, and it makes you want to run and cry. 'Cause it's the saddest sound you'll ever hear in the middle of the night. A moo followed by a that's all I ever hear anymore.
Anymore.
It's like the crowd, like the telltale heart of a cow gone long before. Cows don't belong here. They don't belong here. It's my life.
My life.
My life.
My life.
It's my life, baby. My life. Cows don't belong here. They don't belong here. It's my life.
My life.
My life.
My life.
What's wrong with having a dog? We had a few of those, too.
We probably buried that one, too. We did. Doxy's still buried.
Oh, man.
Next to Azaleas.
Oh, Dave, it's time to go, man. Let's make sure we tell these people all the details. You can check us out on our website at nlcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Add /forums to that, you are on the forums. Yeah. It's called Nobody's Posting. We'd love to interact with you there. Unlike some podcasts that we won't mention here, we actually interact with our people every single day. I'm actually addicted. I'm not bragging. You can call us anytime you want on the Nobody's Calling line.
206-600-5704.
That's right. And you can email us at nobodyslistingtous@gmail.com. We have a Frapper map on our main page, and that is a place where you can put a little pin in and let us know where you're listening from.
Yep.
We got people from all over, Dave.
We do.
Even our own hometown. We also have a MySpace. That's myspace.com/NLcast. We'd love to be your friend, but not as much as you'd love to be ours. And then leave us an iTunes review if you want to. Yeah. If you haven't, do it. It's, you know, it's the least we ask. Also, I want to mention we have a donations button on our website. It's really nice and shiny. Click on it. Nothing happens.
Just follow the instructions.
Just click on it. Now, you know, this is free. We love doing it, but there are costs involved, and we'd love to go ahead and you know,
$10,000.
Yeah. Send us $25 bucks. We'll say anything you want. Anything.
Everybody can be purchased.
The only other thing I want to mention was that if you leave a comment on our blog, and that is at nlcast.com, we have added a new segment to where top commenters get listed right on the main page. So it's not associated with the forums, but if you want to comment on our show, your name could be listed, and that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty big.
For those of us that have no self-esteem.
How many hits have we had on the website? Can you count
that? Oh, my goodness, David, you just wouldn't believe it. I don't know. I don't have a counter. I don't know. But, you know.
I'll start.
Our Frapper map is at like 280-something hits.
303.
Really?
Yeah, sweetness. I checked that last night.
All right, Dave, is there anything else?
No, dude, not really.
Next, do we know what the show next week's going to be about?
Your show.
We don't have a theme show or any
don't
other reason.
Don't even pull that.
I just did a story 2 weeks ago, okay, and then last week I carried the whole show.
I'll do another one.
Okay.
That'll be perfect.
Tell the story you didn't tell today.
Yes, because it all intertwined.
Can you give us a hint, like a one-word hint?
It has to do with the van.
Okay.
Thanks. And it's funnier.
Ooh. You mean scary. Funny.
Ooh.
It's been a good show. It's been fun. All the people. One more shout out to the folks in the chat room. It's good to see you there. But other than those folks, nobody's listening.
That was a good one. Come on.
What's up? It's Alec again. I called last night, but something happened to me on the way home from the store like 5 to 10 minutes ago, and I thought, whoa, this should go on. Nobody's listening. Oh, don't worry. I washed my hands, so. I just went to Starbucks, got me a caramel iced frappuccino. Delicious. The best thing in the world. I think it's straight from Jesus. And, you know, I thought I felt something drip on my hand, and you know how guys do, they're just going to lick it up. So I went to lick it up, and it was like my tongue was like half a millisecond away from licking this up, and I look, which I never do ever, and a bird, I kid you not, had pooped on my hand, okay? So I almost licked up bird poop without looking. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. I'm going to go take a shower because that was just disgusting. All right. Broke ya.
Hey, guys. It's John again. Catching up again. My footer was down and lost my iTunes. But got the listener input show now I've listened to. And here's your feedback. You're asking for feedback at the end. David, you quit playing the guitar at the end. That's not acceptable. You got to keep playing, man. You got to keep going. You got to keep it strong all the way until the end. You can't stop because James is just talking. He's just out there all on his own, like he's giving announcements at church and nobody's listening. Hey, one thing, Joe Schmer's story about spin the bottle made me think of something when I was maybe 13 or 14. At a family reunion in Canada, me and all my cousins are up there. This little bitty town in the middle of Manitoba somewhere, and we're playing like dare games, you know, not spin the bottle, of course not. But one of them involved peeing, so it went along with that other guy's story about peeing, and they dared like two of us to run down this main street in our underwear and go pee on this hardware store's door, and we did it. So. The good news is that we got away with it, but the bad news is that we're wanted, so I can't go back to Canada ever again. All right, later. Bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.